Ich meine, Sie.
Heißt doch Ellie.
I'm like blending it.
Yeah, are we ready to follow?
Yeah, go on.
Are you ready?
Right, okay.
Yeah. What was your experience when you first came to Britain?
I was quite excited, obviously. Coming from a different country to a different country, everything obviously it's different. Quite excited, you know, to come to England. Normally everybody would be, but I was one of them, I was. Yeah, it was just quite a good experience coming to England.
Yeah. How old were you and when did you
move? I was about 11. Just about 11. And then, obviously, I couldn't attend the normal schools because my language was first language was Urdu Punjabi. So I couldn't go into the normal school because spoken English wasn't there at all. So we started off in the English Teaching Centre School, which was on Tweedale Street. Now it's turned into a community centre, even throughout Tweedale Street. That was, and the girls and boys were separate. And that time, the girls were separate, the boys were separate, interests were separate. And then I was there for about 2 years, 11, 12, 13. And then I went to Alder Hill School, which was used to be in town, where the job centre is. There used to be Alder Hill School there. And I was there for about a year and a half. And then, obviously, they've moved that school up to Alder Hill, up in Greve. So I went there for about 2 years, yeah. So I couldn't continue with education, obviously. Parents, you know, our parents, Asian parents, normally think in that moment we're talking about, what, 30 odd years? They said, no, education is not important for girls. Do your cooking, cleaning, get married. And so he said that. This is how I landed there, that's it. So I stayed home for about 2 years and got married.
So when you were in school, what were your experiences like? Did you enjoy it?
It was good. Still, my English didn't improve much because it's not been your first language. I was struggling, but I did really well. It was okay. I did my GCSE in biology, and I was good at art. Yeah, and French. I learned some of French, not a lot, but yeah, it was good. It was nice experience, nice. But there were on that time there weren't much Asians. There must have been about 30% of the population Asian or Indian, or, you know, but the most famous. We used to get picked up quite badly, racism. They used to call us blackies, and they used to, you know, sometimes we just walking past and they said, okay, you know, but a bullying thing. They used to do quite a lot. You know, they used to call us names and all sorts. And I used to, you know, when I used to have this and my, they all used to, oh, does your snot come out of there? You know what I mean? All these things, I know I put up with it, but you know, I used to just leave it as that because we couldn't argue with them because we were only a few of them and they were quite a lot. And you know, just obviously it's something new for them, having an Asian, different colour people coming to schools, and they find it interesting probably to, you know, picking us and think, oh, we're from background, oh, we're this, or we're black. And you know, I used to wear scarf as well in that time because my dad wouldn't let me go to school without having a, and you know, when I used to do, I know it's a bit funny, when I used to take scarf from home and I take it from the because I knew I was going to get bullied in school. You know, when some, if you're going to be in, you got a scarf around your neck, and then you know what these kids used to do, they just pull it. If you just got it like that, and just pull it from the back, and you got strangled with it. It happened to me a couple of times. So I start taking it off, and leave, put it in my bag, and by the time I come home, then I put it on my neck and come home with it, because I was scared of my dad as well, not having a scarf. So there was a lot in them. Going outside in the streets, it wasn't too bad. I mean, the elder people, they were really good. They were so nice, so simple. They used to care for you, and they used to walk in out, they talk to you. I mean, maybe it was interesting for them because there wasn't many of Asians or black people around. Obviously, elders must have enjoyed the 1960s. I mean, you know, they think, oh, the different people are coming to this country. And they used to welcome us. It wasn't too bad. But the kids, I mean, kids are kids, and every day they have their own, you know, way of thinking and stuff like that. But it was good. Slowly, we settled down, you know, get to know people, get to know around shops. I mean, we never used to go to town. And we used to go to town after 2 or 3 weeks. If it's essentials, we need essentials. I couldn't go out on my own. My dad wouldn't let me. Every time we need to go down, he has to be with me. So, you know, it's one of those things. Because obviously, they didn't have much of a confidence sending me out on my own. Just imagine, you know, obviously people come, you know, picking you and doing all sorts, you know, swear at you. You know, you do feel a bit afraid and scared going out on your own. But, I mean, compared to that time and this time, it's 100% difference. It's so many Asians, the people are mixing up. I don't think people are finding any difficulty with, you know, racism or social lives, you know. I mean, like mixing up, it's a lot better. A lot better than before. Yeah.
Can I ask what the teachers were like? Did they kind of tell off the bullies or...?
Oh, it was quite good. Were they quite strict?
Yeah,
they were quite strict. They were quite strict. I mean, at this time, obviously, I mean, the kids don't really listen to teachers, but we were scared of teachers, to be honest with you. We were scared of teachers. Yeah? Make sure you be in time, we get late, we get in trouble. If you get a couple of times you're late in your class in the morning, you get a stop in your hand, say, why were you late? I mean, obviously, this rule, I think, is finished at the moment, but there was that question you used to get out of class, you know, sort of thing, just stay there, and, you know. There was quite strict.
So yeah. What did you go on to do after your education, then after school and things? What did you experience after that?
It wasn't a good experience because I stayed at home for about 2 years. My dad wouldn't let me work. And then after 2 years, I got married. He got me married off. I called my husband from Pakistan. Came over and then I moved to my in-laws. And then after a year or so, we moved into a council estate up in Belfield. And that was a rough time. I had a year and a half. That was a rough... Nobody was let us live there. People used to break a window. They used to knock in the middle of the night, wake you up. And I've been robbed 3 times in about a year. 3 times. Used to break... they were not scared of anybody. They were not scared of anybody. And then I stayed there for about 8-9 months and I was sick and tired of it living there because there was an open field at the back. Now, you don't know who's coming and who's going. So it was really bad. It was really bad. Then, obviously, I had a word with the police, and they used to come around and make sure I'm okay, you know. And the police were quite supportive at that time. They were really good. They used to come and see me every day, make sure you're all right, you're having trouble. And then I said, I'm not living in this house anymore because I can't put up with it, you know. And what they did, they spoke to council, and they said, well, you should move this girl from that. So they moved him up a couple of streets away from there. Still trouble. Even though there was no entry, you know, you can't go into that. It was a T, closed road, but still a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. Like I said, there weren't many Asians, and this is why they used, you know, sort of thing. Some people do sometimes.